podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from the Haggerty Family Event Center here in Erie. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents the opening round of the PIAA 5A Girls Basketball Playoffs as the Cathedral Prep Ramblers host the Trinity Hillers. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brett Gambita on camera. Dave Anthony producing in our downtown Washington studios. Trinity started the season 11-1, then suffered four consecutive overtime losses. Since, the Hillers have won 9 of 10, losing only to eventual champion South Fayette in the WPIL quarterfinals after beating the Lions twice during the regular season. Cathedral Prep has won 13 of its past 14, including a 30-point win over Obama Academy in a PIAA sub-regional game 8 days ago, their last time out. Many of the players on this year's roster saw extensive playing time in last year's Ramblers run to the state quarterfinals, where they lost to South Fayette thanks to Maddie Weber's step-back tray at the buzzer. Tonight's game on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on waschjeff.edu. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. And by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. We'll take a look at the other playoff games involving WPIL teams, boys and girls, when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Our day started with Fort Cherry trailing by 8 at the end of the first half and rallying for a solid second half performance to win at Carn City 61-52. The Rangers advance into the 2A boys second round. They'll take on Sarah Catholic on Wednesday somewhere in the WPIL. Sarah, a 75-67 winner over West Branch. Other scores in the 2A bracket. Aliquippa winner over Otto Eldred, 56-27. Red Bank Valley eliminating Northgate 66-62. It was Greensburg Central Catholic 57, Winber 42, Jeanette 58, Iroquois 32. And Bishop Canavan, who will play in the upper half of the bracket, Bishop Canavan playing at Conemaugh Township at this moment. Stick with the boys. WPIO champion Upper St. Clair survives Central Dauphin 57-53. McDowell went to Baldwin and beat the Fighting Highlanders 61-45. Mount Lebanon playing at the moment at State College. 3A boys, Elwood City, seventh place finisher in the WPIL, knocks off District 6 champion Westmont Hilltop 62-44. Burrell, the WPIL runner-up, loses to Bishop Guilfoyle 62-51. Deer Lakes, the WPIL champion, a 71-64 win over Mercyhurst Prep. Neshannock eliminated by Franklin, the District 10 runner-up, 69-55. Coming up here later at the Haggerty Family Events Center, WPIL sixth place finisher Derry will take on District 10 champion Girard. Should sound like a familiar name to Washington area high school basketball fans. Switch over to the girls. 5A girls, McKee Sports, 61-32 winner over West York. Armstrong, 44-33 winner against Palmyra. Lincoln Park eliminated by District 3 runner-up Northern York, 53-49. Northern York awaits the winner of our game. And a WPIL rematch in round two. It'll be all WPIL teams. Champion South Fayette will take on Oakland Catholic. South Fayette, a 48-20 winner over Redland. Oakland Catholic went to Susquehanna Township and won 50-34. 4A girls. Elizabeth Forward eliminated by Warren, 71-64. North Catholic a winner, 47-29 against Conneaut. Blackhawk, WPIL runner-up, 54-38 winner against District 10 third-place finisher Harbor Creek. Laurel Highlands knocks off District 6 champion Johnstown, 51-48. Meanwhile, Fairview eliminated Knock, 33-26. And in the 1A girls, last night, Elk County Catholic over Manesson easily. Today, Union, the WPIL champ, a 59-18 win over Port Allegheny. Riverview ousted by Bishop Guilfoyle, 58-33. And Williamsburg eliminated Aquinas, 60-44. And in my maybe all-time favorite PIAA basketball playoff score, St. Joseph 57, St. Joseph 35. You heard that right. I did not misread that. That was the two matchups. District 6, third-place finisher St. Joseph loses to WPIL runner-up St. Joseph. Maybe my all-time favorite score.
It's a good one.
Come back and take a look at how Trinity and Cathedral Prep got to this game when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Tom, quick question for you. It's one thing to have a player that had state playoff experience. It's a whole other thing when a whole team has it.
Well, that's the big thing they're going to have to try to get over and relax early in this game, because you're right, Cathedral Prep is a very experienced basketball team. But that being said, it's why you play the game. And I don't want to sell this Trinity team short, because I love their toughness and I just like the way they play. They'll be prepared to play.
Trinity 20-6 coming in, winners of 9 of their last 10. Cathedral Prep has won 7 straight since losing to Olmsted Falls back on the last day of the month of January. Haven't lost since January 31st. Starting lineups and tip-off when we come right back.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Freedom Transit is now offering a student bus pass for any student currently enrolled in middle or high school. The pass can be used as fare payment on any fixed route bus, including local Washington and Pittsburgh Metro routes. Ride transit as much as you want during a 30-day period for only $10. The student pass is available at Washington Transit Center. Proof of student enrollment is required at time of purchase. For more information on the Freedom Transit student bus pass, visit freedom-transit.org.
West Virginia University is a place where learning is an adventure, inside and outside. You'll become an innovator, a boundary breaker, an earth shaker. Choose your circle from 30,000 fellow Mountaineers, and choose your path from hundreds of majors and minors. In a community that feels small, and you'll use this to get to class. You'll have room to find your people, your passions, and your purpose. Because we're a place where everyone fits. This is WVU. This is home.
Two more scores quickly before we get to our starting lineups. PSAC men's and women's semifinals today. Cal U men here at Hagerty Event Center, a winner 81-78 over Lock Haven. Cal U will play Gannon in tomorrow's championship. Lock Haven women beat the Cal U women 54-51. It'll be Lock Haven against Gannon in the women's PSAC championship tomorrow at Lock Haven. Starting lineups being introduced, first of all, for Kathy McConnell Miller's Trinity Hillers. 5'8 senior Macy Justice. 6'1 junior Sam Horn. 5'9 senior Ruby Morgan. 5'10 senior Maddie Roberts, and a 5'7 senior Aggie Nikolai. For Cathedral Prep and head coach Doug Chusey, 5'10 senior Lena Walls heading to St. Bonaventure, 5'9 senior McKenna Vallone, 5'8 junior Ava Lucarotti, 5'11 senior Jaden McBride, who will take her 14-point scoring average to Georgetown. And 6'2 junior, problem in the paint, will take charge after charge after charge. 16 points a game, Addie Beal.
She's a handful, Bob, and I think Trinity is going to have to be very careful and aware. Try to stay out of foul trouble. Sam Horn's got to stay on the floor. Maddie Roberts, very important she stays on the floor. Most important thing for Trinity is to stay attached early. Don't be overwhelmed by the fact that they got beat last year in this same building.
Tip off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Alex Labruzzo, Karen Segi, and Rick Gadowski are our game officials. Hillers first on the floor. Justice, Horn, Morgan, Roberts, and Nikolai. Cathedral Prep leaves their head coach and heads to the middle. Walls, Vallone, Lucarotti, McBride, and Beal. Somebody's season continues with a matchup against Northern York on Wednesday. Somebody's season is going to get ready for track and field and softball.
Well, let's hope Trinity has the supreme effort that's going to be required here tonight.
Opening tip smacked back by Addie Beal and controlled by the Cathedral Prep Ramblers. McBride deals on the right wing to Luca Roddy. Entry back inside, and a bucket for Addie Beal.
Yeah, she's just a nightmare. That was a great little back screen that time. She simply rolled down the lane and easy basket.
Man-to-man defense for the Ramblers. Ball out on the wing. Macy Justice trying to get away from a double team. Cross-court pass underneath. Get the ball inside. Tie game. Nice bucket from Maddie Roberts.
Yeah, terrific pass that time from Aggie Nicolai from the baseline inside to Roberts.
And that all started with the double team out on Justice, and she was able to dribble out of it.
Yeah, if they're going to double team and you can handle that, you're going to get open shots.
Hiller's press. Ball up across the timeline to Luca Roddy, and now into the hands of McBride. Hiller's man-to-man. Ball goes to Beal beyond the three-point line, and that's the collegiate three-point line. Three-pointer Jaden McBride, good.
Well, she's a very talented player. She's got an excellent shot.
5-2, Cathedral Prep with the lead. Nicolai deals off to Justice. Double team, passes out of it. Not handled well, but saved by Roberts. Underneath, alone, it's Nicolai. Cuts inside, does Roberts, and a bounce pass picked off. Running the floor, McBride crosses over. Left hand won't go. Put back, up and good. Lena Walls with the put back. Started with a Trinity turnover.
Well, that's one of the keys. They can ill afford to turn the basketball over. Every possession is valuable tonight.
Roberts goes to Horn and now out to Nicolai in the Rambler logo. Right side, Justice. No double team this time. Ruby Morgan first touch. Ball comes left side. Nicolai between the legs. Backs up, Justice to Nicolai. Man-to-man defense out beyond the three-point line.
Yeah, Justice, no pressure.
Justice looking for help. Finds it in Morgan. Goes right side again. Nikolai's going to reset. Make the call, and the defense changes what their plan is. Nicolai dribbles to a double team. Pass it out. Three ball in flight. Off the iron. Won't go. Battle for the rebound. Saved by the Ramblers. Lob ahead to the scores table. Saved there by McBride. Beal behind everybody scores. Nice save by McBride. Timeout Trinity. 5:19 to play. Opening quarter. Prep 9. Hillers 2. Back on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This game presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA, intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of the game without the express written consent of the PIAA, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. Announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Another score, final, 6A Boys, State College 65, Mount Lebanon 58 in overtime.
Bob, what it's interesting what Cathedral Prep's trying to do is they're mixing the defenses up from man-to-man to the trap, and the trap has caused some issues early in this game. Trinity needs a basket right now.
9-2, Cathedral Prep with the lead. Macy Justice brings the ball up the floor. Sutton Williamson is checked in. Maddie Roberts bumped by McBride. Pass into the corner to Justice. She'll dribble out of there. Shuffle it off to Ruby Morgan. Back to Justice. Ball knocked loose by Luca Roddy. Had the left hand on the hip of Justice. 5 second closely guarded call. And that is a liberal 6 feet.
Well, I was going to say, Bob, she wasn't really that close to the ball handler. Boy, if they're going to call it like that, that makes it a little more difficult for the Hillers.
Well, you can't just keep dribbling, though.
No, you have to move the basketball.
If you pick it up, you get four more seconds.
Exactly.
Lucarotti deals now to Beal in the free throw circle, going down the lane. Shot blocked by Horn. Controlled by Morgan. Ahead to Sutton Williamson. First touch. Williamson, top of the key. Right side Justice to Horn, who wasn't expecting the pass, but handles it. Put it on the deck. Take it into the paint and then back out. Williamson picks it up. Needs help. Took a hack across the arm. Play on. Justice, crossover, trying to get by Vallone. Ball goes to Morgan. To Justice, beyond the college three-point line. Pass intended for Horn. Tipped by Beal, saved, or by Morgan, rather, or Roberts, I'll get it right. Morgan now with the ball, but that ball tipped by Beal and then saved by Roberts. Once again, deep drive, and there's nowhere to go at the baseline. This time, Justice steps out of bounds.
Well, on the baseline's a bad place to be, Bob. They're trapping off the baseline. You're really limited offensively what you can do unless you're going to make that entrance pass to the post.
Inbound to Walls and quickly ahead to Lucarotti across the timeline. McBride out on that left wing.
She thought about it.
Graduated one senior a year ago. There are three seniors on this particular iteration. Three ball won't go. Rebound ripped down by the Hillers. Going to bring it up the floor. It'll be Justice. Boy, that is not closely guarded. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. That's not.
He kept counting.
I know he did. I thought he was going to call another one.
I'll tell you what, that brings a whole new definition to what 6 feet is.
Well, and there again, you know, my argument with the jump ball call. Barely touched the ball, and they called the jump ball. Trinity will maintain possession.
Timeout on the floor, right where we were when the Hillers used the full timeout. Cathedral Prep 9, Trinity 2, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on, with online convenience too at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
Not only have the Hillers had issues with what's closely guarded, but apparently their timeout at the 5:19 mark, they wanted a 30 and got charged with a full.
Some miscommunication going on out there. I mean, that's clear. I mean, I don't understand how they can mess the timeouts up, Bob.
So the media timeout here. 3:25 to play first quarter. Trinity scored now 4 minutes ago. At the time, it tied the game at two, but it's been seven straight points for the Ramblers. Justice gets a high screen from Horn. Feed into the corner. Ball hacked out of the hands of Maddie Roberts. She's able to save it. Pass across the key to Williamson. Freshman for the Hillers, got an opening in the lane, takes it to the rack and scores.
Tell you what, the improvement that young lady has made. Sadie Williamson's not a freshman any longer. Plays like a seasoned veteran.
Bad pass for the Ramblers. Count is going. Walls tip it ahead. Ball gets across. Williamson ran into the intended receiver. Addie Beal takes a bounce pass through the paint and scores.
Well, the tip ball gave them an opportunity, and they got another easy basket. Abby Beal, really a tough matchup inside for anyone.
6 points in the early going for Addie Beal. Horn, long time in traffic, dribbles through a double team. Beal reaching in, smacked her across the arm again.
No call.
Yep. There's not been a foul called yet. There have been plenty of contact, though. Maddie Roberts, three ball, good.
Boy, they needed that.
11-9, Cathedral Prep. Matty Roberts, second field goal of the game. This one for 3 points.
I like the pressure here by Trinity. Just slow them down a little bit, but keep them in front of you.
McBride to Vallone for three, and the answer, no good. And Beal going over the back, going to get called for the game's first foul.
Yeah, Addie Beer went over the back on that possession. It's a nice block out by the Hillers, too.
Horn will sit. Nikolai will check in. 2:03 to play, opening quarter, 11-7. Cathedral Prep with the lead. Justice with a little working space, able to deal to Morgan. Lob down low, too tall for Roberts, out of bounds.
Yeah, that was just not a good angle, Bob. And she didn't really have a good seal down low. And the ball went right out of bounds.
Walls to take the inbound pass, and Roberts knocks her intended pass to Natalie Spano right back out of bounds.
I like this pressure. I like this. It shows, hey, we're going to press you too. You know, you press us, we can press you.
1:48 to play in the first. Walls feet ahead, and now it's McBride on the wing. Stop and pop a three wide left. Short rebound comes clear out to Nikolai beyond the three-point line. Nikolai forced out of the lane, dribbled the ball off her foot, and a pushing foul going to be called. This may be Vallone. Yep, it's going to be Walls. Her first, team's second foul. Yes, there was an echo there. Nikolai force it in. Morgan, Roberts, Justice, Williamson cut off, starts again. Cut off, can't get in, kick it back out. Ruby Morgan for three, that's no good, and she gets knocked down. It's going to be after the shot, though, I believe. Addie Beal picks up her second.
That has to be three shots, Bob.
Oh, no, it doesn't, Tom. She was down. Morgan was back to the floor. It's the second foul on Beal. It's going to be Trinity ball on the sideline. She was back and recovered. The ball hadn't finished yet, but she was not in the act of shooting.
Has she landed, though?
Yes, she had landed.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because had she not landed, then you got to give the room, the shooter, to land.
Yeah, she had come back down and was on her feet when Beal knocked her down.
But when's the last time you've seen that call made?
Well, it's the correct call, I have to tell you.
I didn't like it.
Nikolai, late pass, and now Maddie Roberts cuts off Jaden McBride and is going to pick up a foul back the other way. First Trinity foul of the game.
Again, Bob, they try to force that pass inside. Just, you know, ball fake that. Don't make that pass. Keep your possession alive.
Substitution. Now Riley Vienick on the floor for the first time. 1:16 to play in the quarter.
11-7. I mean, it's a close game.
Lena Walls back across, pass to the midcourt area. Across the timeline, a little flip to Walls, and now to McBride out on the perimeter. Up top, it's Luca Roddy, guarded by Vienick. Pass out of there on the count going. Dribble drive by Vallone. Shot hits the iron. No foul called. A lot of contact there. To the hoop goes Roberts. Shot too strong. Reaching over the top, and Williamson knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, Maddie Roberts definitely got away with a foul down at the other end, but Trinity missed a golden scoring opportunity there.
Inbound to McBride. Cathedral Prep coming up the floor. Near side, stop and pop by Lena Walls, no good. Rebound Roberts, and a holding foul going to be whistled on Natalie Spano. Her first, team's fourth foul.
I'll tell you what, this press is helping Trinity. It's slowing them down and forcing Cathedral to take some quick threes, and they've missed them, and Trinity's done a great job limiting them to one shot.
40 seconds to play, first quarter, 11-7. When Aggie Nikolai was very slow coming out of the backcourt. And now an illegal screen foul called on the Hillers, and they cannot afford to have cheap off-the-ball fouls.
Boy, you didn't want that call. Just stay stationary. And now you got to give the possession up and give them an opportunity to score at the end of the quarter.
Now, foul on Horn. The Hillers are arguing about that, but Roberts called for the off-the-ball screen clearly and instantly. 15 seconds to play. First quarter. Vallone deals off to Luca Roddy, the 5'8 junior. Traffic comes through. McBride takes the pass. Morgan trying to stay with her. Reaches from behind, knocks the ball loose. McBride got it back. Ball knocked out of bounds. The buzzer's going to sound in the quarter. Cathedral Prep 11, Trinity 7. End of one. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
People amaze me. There are 850 people in this gym and two with headsets on. The guy wants to know if that's the end of the first half. He asked the guys with headsets on.
And what did you tell him?
That's the end of the first quarter. Okay. All right. I might be a little tired. Been a long couple days. 11-7 Cathedral Prep leads. The Ramblers will have the ball to start the second quarter. Luca Roddy will bring it up through the backcourt. Nikolai greets her there on the front side of the stripe. Off to Vallone, now to McBride. Ruby Morgan on her. McBride, ball fake, takes it down low, misses the shot. Rebound, Ruby Morgan.
Great help by Suddy Williamson there to prevent that easy basket.
Nikolai takes the feed from Vienick. Nikolai will bring it back out to the midcourt. Goes right side, Vienick goes through. Nikolai crosses over, comes up top. Horn sets a pick there. Morgan will take the feed. Back to Nikolai, looking inside. Too well covered. Bounce pass gets through the horn. Kick it out to Vienick. To the high post, to the paint. Put up a shot, got knocked down. Play on's the call.
Now she was definitely bumped. That should have been two shots.
I get it. In the college games that were played here earlier, the men, the PSAC, okay, maybe. This is a girls' high school basketball game. Steele, Williamson trying to come out with it, and she is fouled coming up the back. It's going to be McKenna Vallone picking up her first, team's first of the quarter.
Tell you what, Bob, I like what I'm seeing from the Hillers. They're staying attached. Like to see them spread the floor a little bit more to get some real good driving opportunities or some drives and kicks. Sometimes when they bring it to that ball screen, they create that extra defender, and that's a problem.
Hillers. A weave up top, pass comes through to Horn, back cut, Williamson alone, and the pass too tall.
Yeah, she was there. Pass was late, number one, and it was too hard, number two.
Lugarotti will check out of the game.
We're still at 11-7.
We've been here since the 2:19 mark of the opening quarter. Nearly a steal, and boy, Horn's going to get called for being on the arm. That contact gets called. Okay. I'll leave it there.
Yeah, that's a cheap one. Nickel dimer, as they call it.
Horns first. .646 to play, first half. 11-7 Cathedral Prep with the lead. The Ramblers with the basketball. Across the Ram logo. Ball deal on to the right side to Spano to the high post. Put it on the deck. Walls kick it back out. Vallone, three, good.
They can knock threes down. That's one of the things they do very, very well. Got to get a hand up.
14-7. Cathedral Prep has pushed it back to a doubling lead. Across the timeline. Nikolai pick it up. Finds Ruby Morgan. McBride out on her. Now a switch off. Vallone picks up Morgan. Nikolai with the ball. Stutter step, stop and start, take it back out. The ball off to Horn at the high post. Hand it off to Morgan. Moves inside the three-point line, hits the jumper for two.
Nice jumper. Good adjustment by Ruby Morgan using the screen. Hit that medium range jump shot. Excellent job.
Almost 4.5 minutes between points for the Hillers. Ball knocked loose. Nice save by Spano to get it back to Addie Beal, trailing the play. 5:35 to play, second quarter. 14-9. Cathedral Prep in the lead. Spano on the dribble, hassled by Nikolai. Ball to McBride, far side open, three Vallone. Air ball, tipped underneath by Williamson, controlled by Horn. Nikolai up the sideline, crossover, take it to the paint, trying to go up, and a foul going to be whistled. Natalie Spano picks up her second, team second.
The Prep people don't like it.
First foul shots of the game on my book.
Yeah, that's... Haven't been a lot of fouls called in any of these games until later in the game.
Aggie Nikolai at the line to shoot two. First shot, perfect. First point of the game for the 5'7 senior. Does not want this to be the end.
Well, you never want it to be the end. So you just leave it all out on the court tonight. Bob, they're hanging around, and that's important. Just to stay attached.
Second shot, too strong. Beal rebounds and gets it right off to McBride, and now a fall of foul. Nikolai tried to get to the ball. A great quick turn by McBride put her into a foul situation.
Well, McBride has great instincts as a basketball player. That's what makes her so effective.
She saw the reach in coming and turned her back, and then Nikolai's caught wrapping around from behind, and that's a foul. 14-10. Cathedral Prep by four. McBride deal out to Luca Roddy, to Beal, and now on across to Vallone. McBride guarded by Morgan. Give it back to Vallone. Entry inside to Beal, out to Luca Roddy. McBride dribbling in the midcourt area. Beal looks right, pass nearly picked off. Nikolai picks it up, dribbles, gets up by dribbling, and coaches... They're going to try to influence a call. They wanted a travel, but she's on her knees, controls the ball, dribbles, and then stands up.
Yeah, that's perfectly
legal.
Okay.
Play on.
She did a great job controlling that basketball.
Ball to Williamson on the right side. She pushes off, gets away with that. Needs help. Finds it in Ruby Morgan. And now to Nikolai. 4:20 to play, second quarter. 14-10, Cathedral Prep with the lead. Nikolai, right side to Macy Justice, who checked back in on the last stoppage. Ball to Ruby Morgan. And now to Nikolai. Crossover. Gets by Vallone. Baseline jumper in, out, and back home.
Yeah, beautiful pull up there by Aggie Nikolai. She made a really nice move. She faked like she was going to use the ball screen and went to the baseline.
14-12. Beal's pass ahead to Luca Roddy. Almost threw it away, but Luca Roddy saves it. Two-point Trinity lead. Beal on the left wing. And now up top to Lena Walls. Going to take her game to St. Bonaventure. And Addie Beal called for an offensive foul. That's her third.
Wow.
And that'll get us to the media timeout. Cathedral Prep 14, Trinity 12. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Planning your ride on public transit has never been easier with the Freedom Transit mobile app. Access real-time bus information and plan your commute with the built-in trip planner. The Freedom Transit app also allows you to explore future bus times and purchase, manage, and redeem bus passes right on your phone. Create an account through the mobile app to connect bus passes on your phone to a Freedom Transit smart card for more convenience and flexibility. Learn more about the new Freedom Transit mobile app, visit freedom-transit.org.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Welcome back to the Hagerty Family Event Center. Game 3 of 4 here today. First two were PSAC men's semifinals. Won first of all by the California University men, a winner over Lock Haven. Then Gannon, the host, winning the nightcap. So Cal U and Gannon will meet for the men's PSAC championship tomorrow. The women's side, Lock Haven beat Cal U 54-51 in what sounded to be a brutally physical ball game. Well, I think it was, what, 8-7 at the end of one quarter?
Well, we got a physical game going here tonight.
In a college basketball game with a shot clock.
Hard to believe.
8-7.
Like a slowdown. I love this. I love the pace of this for Trinity, and I like what they're doing, man.
Cathedral Prep leading 14-12. 3.5 to play. Second quarter. Horn beyond the three-point line. Needs help. Entry pass. Williamson backing down the defender. Shoot, score, tie game.
Gotta love it. They posted up the freshman, and she delivered.
And that took Spano to the rack there.
Well, look at this score, 14-all.
Seven straight points for the Hillers. Spano got open. Dribble drive, baseline shot, rolls out. Spano got it back. Battle for the loose ball, tipped around. It's going to be grabbed inside by Macy Justice, and a holding foul on Lena Walls.
Yeah, and they're not happy. They're complaining. Well, I'll tell you what, credit to Trinity kids. They went after that basketball. They would not be denied. Macy Justice came up with the loose ball. They were tipping it around, but never allowed Prep to get it.
Doug Chusey, I tell you what, he's getting told now. That's enough.
Good.
That is enough.
Oh, and he should.
Trinity, a chance to take the lead. The Hillers have never been in front. Justice and an illegal screen call. I think Williamson got her hand in a cookie jar.
Let's see. Yes.
No, it's going to be Horn.
Ooh, that's a second on Sam Horn.
Team's third.
Yeah, Sam Horn's been playing really well today too, Bob. It's just they're trying to run that little down screen. And all she has to do is stay stationary.
14-all tie. 2:45 to play. Second quarter. On the dribble, it's Luca Roddy. Right side. Get it to Walsh. Dish it off. McBride in the free throw line. Good.
Yeah, that was too easy that time. She's not going to miss that shot.
First points for the Ramblers in almost 4 minutes. 16-14, Cathedral Prep leads. Roberts looks inside. Got to put it on the deck. And a blocking foul on Jaden McBride. That's her first. Really pushed the issue there. How much body up can I do? And she got caught. Well, foul shot's coming for the Hillers.
And you have to understand as a player that if they're going to call that, you have to be smarter. And they have bellied up on the Trinity players. And to Trinity's credit, they have created a little space, drew the contact, and got fouled. Now we'll shoot two.
Karen Segi just told Doug Chusey, I have heard enough.
Love it.
Foul shot made by Roberts. He was yelling and hollering earlier on foul calls he didn't like. Then he did the mock applause thing. That didn't get anywhere. Now he's tried the hollering again. Meanwhile, Maddie Roberts at the stripe hits both foul shots to retie the game. 16-all with 2:20 to play. First half. Across the timeline. Spano trying to get by Williamson. And fouls could become an issue in this game. Horn and Roberts with two each. Walls with two. Spano with two. And Beal with three. Beal on the bench for Cathedral Prep. Ball goes up top to Vallone. Dribble drive. Kick it back out. Luca Roddy took it to the side of the lane and traveled. She traveled to start and then traveled again.
I agree with you 100%. I was just getting ready to say she traveled earlier.
She ran when she caught the ball to take it to the side of the lane. She got stopped there and didn't get stopped and turned it over.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know Coach McConnell Miller has to be proud of her kids. They're really competing here this evening. And that's what's all you can ask of your players.
1:50 to play first half. 16-all tie. Hillers with the ball in hand and a chance for the lead. Nikolai dribbles out of the corner. Ruby Morgan, three wide left off the glass. Won't go. Luca Roddy rebounds for Cathedral Prep. Nikolai trying to turn her around. Across the timeline. Just in time there, Luca Roddy. And that's what that defense did. It slowed her down. Ball inside to McBride and a holding foul on Ruby Morgan. Had it wrapped around the waist. Fourth foul on Trinity in the quarter. First in the game on Morgan.
Interesting strategy. If they're going to post up McBride, you're going to have to stay in front of her and not get caught behind her because she's too big. That time Ruby got caught behind and just grabbed her.
Luca Roddy, baseline throw in. 1:27 to play. Everybody got to get their jerseys tucked in. That's not a new rule.
That's been around for quite some time.
Inbound feet, catch, shoot. Lena Walls off the iron. Rebound comes to the corner. Hiller stood and watched it.
Yeah.
Lucarotti tried to save it. I tell you, both Roberts and Nicolai could have grabbed it easily.
Yeah, they just
watched it hit the ground, and Lucarotti fortunately was not able to tip it back in.
Right, so that was a break for the Hillers.
1:15 to play first half, 16 all tie. Nicolai across the timeline. A lot of traffic going through the paint. Pass to the far side, intended for Justice. Knocked out of bounds by Lucarotti. She's not standing around watching.
No. There's where a little ball fake and a back cut, Bob, right there, as aggressively as they're playing the wings, man. Those back cuts will be available.
Nicolai, closely guarded count going. Justice gets the pass, side of the lane. Williamson trying to back down, step around, shoot, score. Trinity's in the lead.
How about this? And the freshman puts them in the lead. Great move by Sutton Williamson.
And that matchup was against Lena Walls, who's going to St. Bonaventure.
Yeah, I know. You got to remember now, Williamson had 25 in her last game. I mean, the kid can score.
40 seconds to play in the half. Trinity up 18-16. First lead change of the ball game. Hillers from down 14-7. And back in front now for the first time. 30 seconds to play. Lucarotti takes the feed. Nicolai won't let her get going. Out to the corner. Lena Walls, long drive, shot blocked. Macy Justice called for her first foul. Two free throws opportunity here for Lena Walls to tie it.
Yeah, that was a really quick move. Lena Walls is a very skilled basketball player. I can see why she's going to play at the next level. She made a beautiful move with the dribble.
Hillers trailed 9-2 and 14-7. Now lead 18-17. Walls with one make. Second foul shot.
First free throw of the evening for Cathedral Prep, Bob.
19 seconds to play. Horn and Roberts sit. Riley Corrin's on the floor for the first time. Second shot also good. We're tied. 18 all, Hillers with the ball. Final shot, possibly.
Absolutely, if I'm Trinity. Even if you don't get a shot, don't give them a shot.
Nicolai came across. Counts going. She's been there a long time. Now crosses over to get open. Nicolai, too strong with the right hand on the layup, and now a cheap foul on Riley Cords.
Oh, and they'll shoot two. Oh, just a bad foul all the way around.
Yeah, with 2.5 seconds, was not going to lead to points at the other end.
Well, Aggie Nicolai had a really, she had a wide open drive. She just had to take her time, and she just shot it a little too hard.
And went down the left side and went up hard with the right hand. And Lena Walls back at the free throw line. First one good to put the Ramblers back in front by a point.
Just got done saying there haven't been a lot of foul shots. She's going for four here.
Yeah, four in 20 seconds.
Yeah, and she did.
Walls hits all four. Hillers get the ball to midcourt, but run out of time. Feed ahead to Williamson. Missed the shot anyway. The Cathedral Prep has retaken the lead with four foul shots from Lena Walls to end the first half. Cathedral Prep 20, Trinity 18, back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, roster, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Welcome back to the Haggerty Family Events Center in Erie. 20-18, Cathedral Prep with the lead. Game tied early on, 2-2, but the Ramblers then scored the next seven. Trinity went 4.5 minutes nearly without points at all. but got back to within four to end the first quarter. Neither team scored over the final 2:20 of the first period. It was 11-7 Ramblers at the end of one. Cathedral Prep getting a tray from McKenna Vallone to open the scoring in the second period and built a seven-point lead once again up 14-7. But the Hillers roll, score the next seven, and 11 of the next 13 to take the lead at 18-16 with just under a minute to play. But then four foul shots for Lena Walls gives Cathedral Prep a 20-18 lead in the locker room.
And really, that last foul should never have happened. Riley Corns had just entered the game, and you know, you got to be aware of the clock. I mean, they weren't going to make that shot from 90 feet, and you didn't need to put her to the line. She's an excellent free throw shooter, but very impressed with the way Trinity is playing, the energy, the effort, the defensive prowess they're putting up here this evening, Bob. They're doing exactly what Coach McConnell Miller talked to me about early this evening before the game had begun. I'm impressed. And how about Sutton Williamson? She posts up. She's pretty good down there on the block. And she's doing it against some quality basketball players with a lot of playoff experience.
You know, as you go down and you match up, you know, obviously we're going to look at Addie Beal matching up with Sam Horn in inside play. We're going to look at McBride and Ruby Morgan out on the perimeter. And Morgan's done really a pretty good job holding Jaden McBride to 5 points.
She has.
At the half. You're going to look at Macy Justice handling the ball in the perimeter, dealing with Luca Roddy or Vallone or Walls, and the same thing for Nikolai. But when you put Sutton Williamson in the game and she gets matched up on Natalie Spano, advantage Trinity.
Yep, and you got to listen, milk it. I keep going back to it. They put a lot of pressure on the Trinity ball handlers. They try to get out. They've tried to body them up. They've been called for some fouls, so that'll loosen some things up. But I like the effort. I like the direction this game is going. And again, one of the goals was to stay attached early, and they have. I mean, they should be tied. They're down two, but hey, this is everything they could have dreamed of.
Earlier today, Fort Cherry rallies from an 8-point deficit at the half to win 61-52 at Carn City. Fort Cherry will play Sarah Catholic in the 2A boys second round coming up on Wednesday. Other WPIL teams in the 2A boys, Aliquippa, Jeanette, Greensburg Central Catholic, all winners. Northgate eliminated. 3A boys so far, Elwood City with an upset win. Deer Lake's a winner. Burrell eliminated. And Neshanic, Shadyside Academy also, those three all eliminated. 6A boys, the only winner of the three to make states is Upper St. Clair, a home win over Central Dauphin. Mount Lebanon and Baldwin have been eliminated. Let's look at the 5A girls, Indiana playing at York Suburban right now. McKeesport, Armstrong, Oakland Catholic, and South Fayette all winners. Lincoln Park lost. Northern York, the winner over Lincoln Park, awaits the winner of our game for Wednesday's second round. Oakland Catholic and South Fayette will play each other on Wednesday. Let's go to 4A girls. North Catholic, Blackhawk, Laurel Highlands, all winners. Elizabeth Forward and Knock have been eliminated. And in the 1A girls, Manesson eliminated last night. Aquinas ousted today along with Riverview, Union, and WPIL runner-up St. Joseph were winners to advance in the bracket. Now, quick peek back to last night. First day, three classes of boys, three classes of girls. 5A boys, WPIL winners included Shaler, Franklin Regional, Bethel Park, Fox Chapel, and Moon. And eliminated were Gateway and Thomas Jefferson. In 4A boys, Hampton, Lincoln Park, Uniontown, Avonworth, North Catholic, all winners. Montour lost in a game that WPIL was going to go 1-1. It was Montour and Lincoln Park, and South Allegheny also eliminated. 1A boys, Manesson eliminated. Winners, Rochester was ousted in the tournament. Winners included Imani, Neighborhood Academy, and Union. To the girls' side, game we had for you last night from Lebanon, Peters Township a winner, Peters will take on Spring Ford. That game is going to be Tuesday at 5:30.
I think they said 5:30.
5:30. Give me a nod of the head there, Jason Tennant. 5:30 on Tuesday at Bald Eagle area. We're going to drive by Beaver Stadium on our way to Wingate, Pennsylvania.
We've been there before.
Peters Township and Spring Ford. Chartiers Valley also a winner. The Colts will take on WPIL champion Norwin, and North Allegheny a winner. They'll be in the second round. North Allegheny will play right after Peters Township, also at Bald Eagle. 3A girls. WPIL winners include Shadyside Academy, Avonworth, Neshanic, Seton LaSalle. Eliminated was Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, Keystone Oaks, and Beaver Falls. And in 2A girls, Greensburg Central Catholic, Clareton, Shadyside Academy, all advance. And eliminated in the opening round, Rochester, Sarah Catholic, Aliquippa, and Fort Cherry. Cathedral Prep 20, Trinity 18. Both teams back on the floor. We'll get started for the second half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Traffic continues to file in. Mentioned earlier, Gerard Boys will play here, and they have a huge following going all the way back to Mark Blucas days.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
1990.
Yeah, he threw in about 39 that night or something like that.
Yeah, they're playing here next. Gerard will take on WPIL sixth place finisher Derry. That's scheduled for a 7:30 tip. We've got another half of basketball before that. Cathedral Prep 20, Trinity 18. What do the Hillers have to do?
I think they've got to get Ruby Morgan some shots. Get her some shots. Continue to work Sadie Williamson in a post if that's available. They have to be stronger with the basketball. I love the pressure that they're putting up, and I like the fact that they're not afraid to do it. I think they just have to continue to do what they're doing offensively. I don't like their ball screens. I don't like bringing that extra defender to the basketball. Spread the floor, space it a little bit, take advantage of that, get some shots from the penetrating move.
Hillers start the third with the basketball, down two. Nikolai to Roberts in the paint. Tried to pass it out. McBride blocked it and stole it.
Well, and avoid turnovers.
Bride up the floor. Roberts spins her around. Vallone near side three off the mark. Beal goes up, rebounds. Horn forces her wide, and a hacking foul called on Sam Horn. Quickly, her third foul.
Well, and had she not moved that hand, those hands down, that would not have been a foul. She had verticality.
Addie Beal with the line to shoot two. Had 6 points all in the first quarter, but sat then with three fouls in that first half. Beal with the first miss for the Ramblers at the stripe. They've hit now 4 of 5.
Well, and I would think she has to be extremely careful. I'd go at her a little bit, Bob. Make her play defense.
Second shot also won't go. Rebound kicks over top of Lena Walls. Well, after four straight makes in the final 20 seconds, the Ramblers miss a couple. Ruby Morgan baseline, Jay, good to tie the game.
That's just what I said. Got to get her some shots. She's too good of a shooter. I was all set up by Maddie Roberts on the dribble penetration, Bob.
Pass across the timeline, and now McBride will give it to Luca Roddy. Nicolai out on her. Beal left all alone at the foul line extended. Weave to Walls up top. To Beal, reaches over top Roberts. Roberts holds her ground. Second time, put back by Beal, won't go. And Roberts saying, I'm straight up.
Well, she was. I mean, she was. Look at the replay. Watch. She did not foul her.
Beal back at the line to shoot two. Missed two just a few seconds ago. First shot, good. That's going to send Roberts to the bench.
Well, now who's going to guard Addie Beal?
Second effort for Beal. This one's off the mark, and a rebound kicks out. And again, it's Lena Walls tracks it down. Second chance opportunity here for Cathedral Prep. Ramblers lead 21-20. 6:45 to play in the third. Beal to McBride. Williamson out on her. Near side, it's Walls on the dribble. Drop step, spinorama. Cut off by Nicolai. Back out to McBride.
Nice job in the half-court defense. Staying low, avoiding dribble penetration.
Timeout, Cathedral Prep. 30-second timeout. Full timeout. It's going to be indicated 30-second timeout. Doug Chuzy continues to work the officials. 6:28 to play in the third. 21-20 Cathedral Prep. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
6:28 to play, third quarter, 21-20. Cathedral Prep with the lead. Ramblers will have the ball. Doug Chuzy saw the closely guarded call coming, and he used the timeout. Each team has used one. Vallone to inbound. It will be to Beal. And now loop it back out to Luca Roddy. And the dribble, bounce pass near side, and eventually get it to Vallone, right side. Walls, three-pointer off the rim. Rebound, Nicolai can't grab it. Took a little hand in the back from Luca Roddy. Yeah. The Hillers get the rebound.
Nice job, though, Sam Horn on the block out.
Nicolai goes hard to her left. Hand it off to Ruby Morgan. Pick it up, finds Horn. Now Nicolai comes, get it. Got by McBride. Nicolai did not want to put the shot up as McBride was recovering. Justice inside to Williamson, trying to back down wall. Step through, shot won't go. Rebound, Addie Beal.
Yeah, there was some contact there, and there wasn't a lot of room for her to work one-on-one that time, Bob.
5:40 to play in the third. McBride takes the feed from the corner. Starts, step back, jumper good for three.
That was a big-time move there, the old step-back three.
Ramblers were on the wrong end of a step-back three a year ago against South Fayette, hit by Maddie Weber, that ended the Ramblers' state playoff run.
I remember that well.
High screen set by Horn, and boy, she just took a beating there. Ball comes near side to Williamson. Walls has her. Williamson on the dribble now. Gets a new 4 second there. Trying to get by Walls. Fumble the pass. Double dribble.
Yeah, she double dribbled because she got bumped. Where is the call?
Prep leads. Trinity has not scored in about 2:20 now since tying the game at 20 all.
Well, they've got to maintain composure here. Get a stop. Get a rebound.
McBride through the backcourt. Keeps the dribble going. Morgan's got her covered. McBride, pass gets through to Beal at the top of the key. And now to Vallone. Beal rolls off of that, sets a pick, Entry pass.
Oh, nice job.
Morgan saw it coming, stole it. Doesn't know there's back pressure. Got knocked down, and the Hillers are going to get a break there.
Oh, she did get a break because she never saw the other defender coming up on her right side.
How about the called for her second team second.
How about the anticipation by Ruby Morgan? I was just getting ready to say, underrated defender. She's doing an excellent job out there tonight on a really good player.
Baseline throw in. Nikolai to Kiat, lob it up for Sam Horn. And then Nikolai comes out, doesn't take the ball back. Morgan will take it on the wing. Screen set by Horn. Morgan needs help. It's Justice. Justice, side of the lane, get it to Horn. Working against Beal, feed it across to Williamson. Dribble in traffic and a hack across the arm. Third foul on the Ramblers. Luke Girardi with the foul. That's her first. Baseline throw in for the Hillers. Morgan to feed it. And up top, entry pass into the lane. Williamson backing down the defender up with the left hand. Score it.
How about that? Tell you, Bob, they're doing the right things.
24-22. Cathedral Prep by two. McBride lob it across the defense. And now up ahead to Vallone. Get across the timeline. 4 minutes to play. Third quarter. 24-22. Ramblers lead the Hillers. McBride gets a screen. Free throw circle jumper good.
You got to have help coming off that screen. You cannot allow her just to set her feet and shoot that shot, Bob.
Prep 26-22. Morgan gets the screen from Nikolai. Ball kicked to the sideline.
That was off of Ruby Morgan's foot, unfortunately.
Breaking the action. 3:35 to play in the third. Cathedral Prep 26, Trinity 22. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
11 and a half minutes remain. PIAA 5A girls opening round playoff. Cathedral Prep 26, Trinity 22. Cathedral Prep ball right at the Trinity bench.
Well, they have to get a stop. They got to stay within a two-possession game here, so you got to really work hard on this defensive possession, Bob. Don't give them anything easy. Make sure you check everybody off on the shot.
McKenna Vallone will feed it in. Hillers do not pressure in backcourt on this play.
They're going to run that ball screen again, Bob. I just had that feeling. Sam Morgan has to make a decision. Is she coming up? Here it comes.
Morgan, Mal McBride, shot blocked by Horn. What a beautiful block. Going to get called for a foul. That's just a beautiful block. Get another look at it. Horn, all ball.
Boy, oh boy, she gets some bad calls against her.
Horn picks up her fourth.
That's her fourth. She's going to have to come out of the game.
Jaden McBride to the foul line. First one good. McBride has 11. Maddie Roberts in, Horn out. 3:21 to play, third quarter, 27-22. McBride adds a point to that. She's got a dozen. The Hillers work their way up the floor. Nikolai into the front side, deals to the right to Roberts. Ruby Morgan, catch and shoot a three. It's off the rim. Just a little too strong. Rebound tipped. Nikolai hit it first. Luca Rotti had it go off her fingers.
Yeah, but she has to take that shot, Bob. She was open, and when she gets open looks, you just got to have the confidence in her that she'll make those shots.
Nikolai will inbound. Got to throw it. Justice with the catch. Nikolai running out of time there. You have 5 seconds to release the ball.
Plenty of time. No panic here by the Hillers.
Justice takes it. Now an illegal screen call.
How many illegal screens have we seen today?
Second on Aggie Nikolai. Third foul of the quarter on Trinity.
That's the fourth or fifth illegal screen.
2:53 to play. Hillers will back off to pick up on the half court. 28-22. Ramblers by six. Seven was their biggest lead. Hillers had it tied at 20 all and were within two about 2 minutes ago. Entry down low. Beal got loose and scores.
Yeah, good timeout by Coach.
Trinity needs and uses a timeout. 2:28 to play. Kathy McConnell walks right up to the referee and says, look, 30-second timeout. 30-22 Ramblers back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Freedom Transit is now offering a student bus pass for any student currently enrolled in middle or high school. The pass can be used as fare payment on any fixed route bus, including local Washington and Pittsburgh Metro routes. Ride transit as much as you want during a 30-day period for only $10. The student pass is available at Washington Transit Center. Proof of student enrollment is required at time of purchase. For more information on the Freedom Transit Student Bus Pass, visit freedom-transit.org.
Trinity ball after the timeout. Hillers have three timeouts left. Cathedral Prep has four. Boy, the officials
having
Karen Segi having an extended conversation with Kathy McConnell Miller.
She is. I wonder if it's about the foul call against Sam Horn or the illegal screens.
Well, she didn't make the call. It wasn't her. I'm wondering if it's about what timeouts were used, but. McBride and Williamson, pretty good wrestling match going on at the low block.
Well, that's a hold right
hook
there.
Hook and hold there by McBride. Reached around and hooked. McBride called for her second. Team's fourth.
Wondering when they were going to call it. It was just a matter of time. I mean, she had fouled her the whole time when you said they had a good wrestling match going on.
Inbound feed goes up top to Nikolai. Has Roberts, cross court, Justice. Justice ridden by to the baseline by Luca Rotti, and the pass thrown away, stolen by the Ramblers. Cathedral Prep plus eight, biggest lead of the game. Luca Rotti going to slow things down. And McBride's going to come out and take it.
Ball screen coming. Get over top of it.
McBride, high post jumper off the rim. Nikolai rebounds the miss. Quickly ahead. 2-4 for Justice, threw it out of bounds.
Well, didn't need that, Bob. I mean, you had possession of the basketball. It wasn't really there. Bring it back around. That's a tough one there.
1:36 to play in the third. Ramblers leading 30-22. Trinity just 4 points in this quarter. And they've hurt themselves more than anything.
Yeah, they really have.
Wide open, near side, three, Ballone, short, rebound tipped away from Beal, saved by Nikolai. Nikolai crossover, take it right down the lane, shot blocked out of bounds.
Well, she might have got it slapped across the arm on that one. That time she had a wide open lane. The lane was open and she had an opportunity, but ball was knocked out of her hands. Possession Trinity.
Nikolai finds Williamson, side of the lane, pass was tipped away from her, and coming up the floor is Jaden McBride.
And she was wide open, Bob. That would have been a layup.
And pass tipped right in front of Nikolai. Three ball won't go for Luca Rotti. Weak side rebound, feed it into the paint. Beal hits the jumper.
good interior passing team there, Bob. I mean, they make the right pass always.
Ramblers on an 8-0 run. Less than a minute to play here in the quarter. Roberts bring it right, take it right side. Roberts feed it off to Ruby Morgan. 40 seconds to play in the period. Vienick, Roberts, and now Nikolai. Beal out on her.
Boy, if she had some space, that's a mismatch.
Ball goes left side. 25 seconds to play. Roberts feeds it across. Vienick on the dribble. Back across to Williamson. 15 seconds left. Trinity down 10. Williamson's going to put a floater up off the rim. Won't go. Rebound tipped out, and McBride gets it. 5 seconds to go. McBride battling with Vienick. Deal with a head to Beal. Took a step. Missed the shot. Foul called on Ruby Morgan. One second remaining in this quarter. And Addie Beal back at the foul line. She's hit. I have her just one of four. Beal hits one. Beal with a dozen. Is that where you are, Coach?
I am. Yep. That is correct. And that's her only her second make. Two out of five from the line.
A strong close to the quarter for Cathedral Prep. Was 24-22 with 4 minutes to play. Second shot by Beal, also good. Spano checks back in.
Trinity unable to maintain pace. They just haven't been able to score in this quarter.
Quarter will end. Cathedral Prep 34, Trinity 22. Fourth quarter in the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Quarter got away. We've seen good third quarters last night for Peters Township girls, today for Fort Cherry boys, but 14-4, and the Hillers haven't scored in over 4 minutes.
Yeah.
They were within two at 24-22, and the Ramblers score the next 10.
But you made the point. A lot of the problems were self-inflicted. The bad pass, the turnover, the illegal screens. Those are empty possessions, Bob, and they've really hurt Trinity. And now Cathedral has the ball. They can be very selective with a 12-point lead.
Ramblers ended the Hillers season a year ago. Lob down low for Beal. Is too tall. She steps out of bounds to try to save it. And it's the Ramblers who turn the ball over. Last year, Cathedral Prep 48-30. They took control in the first half, led 28-8 at the break.
Yeah,
not so this year, but third quarter has been brutal.
Trinity needs some baskets, and they need them quickly. Got to be smart. You can't play careless.
Vienick on the dribble. Deal it, Ruby Morgan. She's picked up by Lena Walls. Screen set by Williamson. Now to Nikolai. Right side, foul line extended. Nikolai trying to back away from Ballone. It off to Williamson. She'll take it to the hoop and score.
Tell you what, she's been a great option for them. 10 for the freshman.
First points in 5 minutes for Trinity. Putting the pressure on.
Keep them working.
Pass ahead. Walls just gets it across. Ball knocked loose. Beal back inside to Walls. She's fouled and scores. And sometimes helter-skelter gets you points.
Yeah, it does. They were a little, the press They beat the press down a floor, and she passed, cut, got the ball back. She was under the basket, actually, and was able to reach around and score.
Walls at the free throw line. That's just her second field goal, but now her fifth straight foul shot make.
Cathedral Prep is 10 out of 13 from the line. Trinity only 3 for 4. Not enough.
Margin now 13 points for the Ramblers.
Keep playing hard, girls.
7 minutes to play. Nikolai comes to Williamson. Step back beyond the three-point line. Hand it off to Horn. Ruby Morgan thought about a shot. Boy, a lot of contact up top with both Beal and Horn. Williamson takes it into traffic, and the ball knocked out of bounds.
There was contact, but no call.
Trinity substitution number 11, AC Justice.
Justice to key the inbound play. Feed it, Nikolai, catch and shoot. That won't go. Rebound tip right to Justice. She'll do an over-the-shoulder shot that won't go, but is fouled. Macy Justice will go to the line to shoot two. This foul on Lena Walls, her third, team's first of the quarter. Justice at the foul line for the first time. Trinity, 3 of 4 in the game at the stripe. And these are as close to gotta have as you can have.
Yeah, they can't afford any misses from the foul line.
First shot good. 6:35 to play. Justice hits the second. 37-26. The Rambler lead is 11. Ball to McBride, a little ball fake, and now feed ahead. Vallone, 2-on-1. Horn got turned around. Score for Vallone.
That's the sometimes the danger in pressing, Bob. If they throw over top like they did, they get an advantage in numbers.
And that was made by McBride handling the ball and drawing the traffic. And now an offensive foul. Beal and Horn tied up. And Horn going to get called for the foul, and that's her fifth.
Yeah, she'll. Sam Horn, only a junior.
And Sam Horn has fouled out of the game with 6:16 remaining without a point.
Yeah, a tough night for her. I mean, she had to go against a really good player. When you get in foul trouble, Bob, your offense becomes so limited.
Riley Correns will replace Horn. The Hillers not only lose Horn, but lose the ball.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Running an offensive possession and another illegal screen call.
That's the fifth one of the night if we have it right.
Pass gets ahead to Beal, but nice back pressure. The ball knocked loose by Williamson. Justice brings it up the wing, trying to blow by McBride. To Nikolai to the free throw line. Kick it out. Ruby Morgan, three. Air ball. McBride grabs the loose ball at the baseline.
Yeah, she had a wide open look, Bob. That's the problem when you don't get into a rhythm. You're rushed. You feel rushed to shoot the basketball. And I feel for Ruby Morgan, but you knew she was going to be the center of their attention tonight.
Here's the other thing that's a problem. We see this at the Peterson Event Center. We see it here. She, just as she was starting to shoot, she looked down to see her feet, and her right foot was all over the white line. And I don't know if she changed her shot because of that, but the multiple markings on the floors create problems.
Yeah, the double lines. The double lines can cause major problems.
McKenna Vallone picks up her dribble, tried to feed it out to Walls. Walls to the free throw line, basket and a foul. Riley Correns called for her second foul.
Lena Walls on a nice pull-up jumper. She's a really good player, Bob.
11 for Walls. 41-26. And a timeout for the Trinity Hillers. 5:14 to play in the fourth. Cathedral Prep 41, Trinity 26. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Trinity girls basketball season has 5 minutes and 14 seconds left in it unless they overcome this current 15-point deficit.
Yeah, and I don't know that they can, Bob. They're just struggling to find offense right now. And Cathedral Prep has clamped down in the half-court defense, and I just think it's a little too much at this point. This is where the experience of a Cathedral Prep team comes into play. They know how to win. They've been here. I'll give Trinity credit. They've hung in there. They've played hard.
Lena Walls to try to finish the old-fashioned three-point play. Hit that jumper inside the foul line a moment ago. And the Trinity timeout, and Walls unfazed by the delay. We'll get a media timeout here in a little over a minute. Ruby Morgan, McBride hand in her face. Macy Justice give it to Corrins. And now to Nikolai. Crossover trying to get free of Vallone. Morgan three ball short. Rebound Lucarotti. Steal knocked loose at least by Nikolai. Saved by Vallone. And again, that's one of those loose ball, and they all seem to end up in the hands of the Ramblers.
Yeah, the 50-50 balls, as you call them.
Lucarotti puts a little runner up, misses that, rebounds it herself, dish it off Walls, shot in and out, and the rebound hits the floor. Corrins to Nikolai up the left wing. Dish it off. Morgan dribble drive to the hoop off the glass.
Oh.
In and out. That one spun all the way around and came out. McBride ahead to Beal behind the defense. Lays it in. Beal with 15.
1 point shy of her average.
And the margin now is 18. It was 2 with 4 minutes to play. So in 8 minutes, the Ramblers have pushed the lead to 18. Reach-in foul going to be called. Second foul with a quarter on the Ramblers. And this one's Jaden McBride, guilty of her third foul. And Trinity going to the bench.
Yeah, I think they've realized that the lead's a bit too much playing this opponent. And she has emptied her bench and put some younger kids in the game.
Riley Venick, Kamari Behrens, Vid Emrick, Sutton Williamson, and Maddie Roberts on the floor.
Well, kids that will be playing next year, good to get them a little experience.
Emrick on the dribble, hand it back out. Just under 4 minutes to play. Roberts. Once again, it's Emrick, and a foul going to be called, and that's going to send us to the media timeout. 3:50 to play, fourth quarter. Cathedral Prep 44, Trinity 26. We're back to the Haggerty Family Event Center after this timeout on the WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on, with online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
3:50 to play. Cathedral Prep flexing and leading 44-26. The Trinity Hillers just 8 points in 12 minutes of this second half.
Not enough, Bob. I mean, they've had some opportunities, but the wounds, the self-inflicted wounds, have really hurt their offensive production in this half. And you cannot do that. You can't go empty against a team as quality as Cathedral Prep is. You just can't do it.
After the media timeout, the inbound to Emmerich. Deal it right side to Vinick, junior. Seen plenty of minutes this year. On the handoff to Kamari Behrens, a sophomore. Back out to Williamson, just a freshman. McBride trying to keep her out of the paint. Step back, jumper won't go. Crashing through, Beal grabs the rebound, and McBride will bring it out.
Nice little move by Sutton Williamson, but didn't make the jumper.
Hiller's going to get the players back on the floor. McBride goes to the hoop, and McBride will score. 46-26 now. Williamson starts to the paint. Beal turns her around. Williamson rolls it up. That one spins all the way around. Barron's trying to get to the rebound. Williamson loses the handle, and I'm sorry, that is not a held ball.
Yeah, how do they make jump ball out of that one?
2:56 to play. Trinity ball on the throw-in. Justice Morgan and Nikolai check back in. Those are three of the seniors on the roster.
Well, I'm sure she wants to have her seniors play out and finish it out.
Inbound to Nikolai, catches it in the air, misses the shot, battle for the rebound, and Cathedral Prep going to be whistled for a foul. This one's going to be on Lena Walls. It'll be her fourth. Four fouls on the Ramblers.
The next one will give Trinity the two-shot bonus.
Just under 3 minutes remaining in the game. Morgan will take the inbound up on top. McBride on her. Morgan trying to force a pass underneath. Intended for Roberts, and it's tipped away, controlled. Ball ahead to Beal, catch and score. Feed from McBride. Trinity timeout. 2:38 to play in the ball game. 48-26. Cathedral Prep now on an 11-point run to the timeout here. 2:38 to play. Prep 48, Trinity 26. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNN.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Trinity ball at the defensive end, and Kathy McConnell Miller did not care for the ease with which the Ramblers got the ball up and into Addie Beal.
Oh, that was just too. That's the second time Addie Beal was able to beat everyone down the floor for the easy basket, Bob. That should never happen.
Nikolai on the dribble. Handed off to Ruby Morgan. McBride out on her. Double team comes to help. Morgan will give it back to Nikolai. There is nowhere to split the defense. Williamson found a way through, but Nikolai couldn't get her to the ball. Baseline jumper good for two, Aggie Nikolai.
Yeah, she was a beautiful shot by Nikolai that time, but everything's off the dribble, Bob. Dribble, dribble, and it's just you don't have ball movement and player movement.
Lob ahead, 2-on-1, cross court to Beal. Denied. Good job there. Get a hand on the ball, Roberts. Justice, bring it ahead. Maddie Roberts to the high post. Down the lane, off the window, won't go. Battle for the rebound, knocked loose. Justice gets out and gets it. Nikolai crossover, trying to get by Walls. Give it to Williamson. She'll stop, does not pop there. Feed it back out. Nikolai, three ball on the college line. Beal rebounds the miss that was short.
That's a long shot for these kids. I don't think they realize that's the college line.
90 seconds to play. McBride on the dribble, and Roberts staying right with her. That's now get the step back to separation. Ball knocked loose. Ruby Morgan going to get called for a foul. Third foul on Trinity. Third foul of the game on Ruby Morgan.
That was a frustration foul, Bob. No doubt about it.
Inbound feed goes to Beal. Fumbled it. Picked off, and now Addie Beal picks up her fourth. And foul shots coming at the other end for Maddie Roberts.
Addie Beal with prep foul.
Killers have hit 5 of 6 at the line, but need about 20 more opportunities. Addie Roberts, 2 for 2.
Shooting 2.
Hit 1. She'll be right out of her season average. Free throw in flight and well short. And Bentley Lehue will check in for Roberts. Once after this free throw, Roberts hits the foul shot. Addie Roberts with 8 will come out of the game. 1:16 to play. Bentley Lehue, 5'7", sophomore. Hillers continue this backcourt pressure. McBride on the near side. Foul line extended. It's going to spread the floor. Justice on the coverage. McBride got by her, attacks the rim, and scores.
Yeah, you can't play her that close. She's too clever with the basketball, Bob.
50-29. Nikolai starts. McBride cut her off. Pass through the paint. 2 bounces. Williamson able to save it. Her baseline jumper blocked by Walls. And then Williamson ran into McBride. That's the 4th foul on Trinity.
Trinity foul number 15, Sutton Williamson. Her first, team's 5th.
Check that. 5 on the Hillers. First foul on Williamson. And McBride on the slow walk up the other side. I have 11 of 14 for the Ramblers at the foul line.
Yeah, I do too.
McBride's first shot good. She's up to 17 points a game. And Addie Beal will check out.
That's a quiet 17 points too.
Multiple substitutions now. Jessica Beveridge checks in. Cecilia Morgan for Cathedral Prep as well. And one more coming when... The foul shot situation for McBride plays out. 42 seconds to play. McBride heading to Georgetown. Foul shot in flight and good. She'll finish apparently with 18 points.
She's a really good player, Bob. I can see why she's going to Georgetown.
Final 35 seconds for the Trinity Hillers. Season will end here at the Hagerty Event Center for the second year. Ball inside to Williamson. Drop step one way. Shot blocked by Lucarotti. Oh, and then they're going to rule that that ball was not blocked by Lucarotti. And the Hillers, 5 in, 5 out.
Well, there was a chance. You know, we had hope there in that first half, 20-18. But, boy, a devastating third quarter where they only scored 4 points. They were outscored 14-4, and it's only gotten worse since.
And it was 14-2 after they tied the game in the opening minute.
Yeah, they have only scored 11 points in the second half, Bob. And against this quality of an opponent, you've got to try to match them. And they just weren't able to do that. So credit to Cathedral Prep for their outstanding play. They will move on. Trinity will end their season, which has been a good one.
And now the Ramblers will run 5 on as soon as the activity stops and people sit down, we'll know who's in the game.
It's hard to tell right now.
There had to be 15 or 16 players out on the playing floor at the moment. But here we go. On the dribble, it's Grace Orlando. She'll deal it off far side, Brooklyn DeRamo. DeRamo backing away from Madison Justice. Pass it out to the midcourt area to Jessica Beveridge. Beveridge got by a top defender, cut off then by Bella Roberts, and Bella Roberts going to get in the scorebook with a foul.
Not the way you want to get in the book, but nonetheless.
Jessica Beveridge will go to the line to shoot 2. 5'7", sophomore. Fouled by the 5'9", junior. Foul shot no good. 2.5 seconds to play. Get you a recap in the postgame. Second shot is good. Beveridge gets in the scorebook. Long pass for the Hillers. Feed it ahead. Shot goes but will not count. They got the ball up to Bentley Lehue, but the buzzer sounds. Cathedral Prep 53, Trinity 29. Your recap coming your way on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Planning your ride on public transit has never been easier with the Freedom Transit mobile app. Access real-time bus information and plan your commute with the built-in trip planner. The Freedom Transit app also allows you to explore future bus times and purchase, manage, and redeem bus passes right on your phone. Create an account through the mobile app to connect bus passes on your phone to a Freedom Transit smart card for more convenience and flexibility. Learn more about the new Freedom Transit mobile app, visit freedom-transit.org.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
First half a year ago, Hillers held to 8 points. Second half this year in the ball game, held to 11 total.
Well, it was a tale of two halves, Bob. I mean, the first half, beautiful. Everything went the way you needed it to go if you were a Trinity Hiller fan. But come second half, they just had a difficult time getting anything going on the offensive end. And they had so many self-inflicted wounds. They had, we count at least five, minimum of five, illegal screens that were called. Missed opportunities with turnovers, easy baskets missed. They needed points. They couldn't capitalize. But I'm going to give credit, too, to Cathedral Prep. They have some very talented basketball players on their team. Trinity has nothing to be ashamed of. I know it's a tough loss. But you know what? They've had a great season. And they look forward to rebuilding. They're going to lose some quality kids, that's for sure.
Early second quarter, Cathedral Prep built a seven-point lead at 14-7. But the Hillers score 11 of the next 13 to take the lead at 18-16. Four straight foul shots for the Ramblers close the first half, put Cathedral Prep up 20-18 at the break. Trinity got a bucket in the opening moments of the third quarter to tie the game at 20, but it got only one more field goal the rest of the way, and the Ramblers put up 14-2 to close the third quarter and roll on to the victory. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Addie Beal, a difference in the ball game, and we're going to go there with the player of the game. Had 6 points in the opening quarter, and what's amazing is she spent much of the second half or second quarter on the bench with three fouls. But what the Hillers had to do to try to adjust to her turned Jaden McBride and Lena Walls wide open, and you can't play all three places at the same time. And Addie Beal, our player of the game.
Good selection, Bob. I mean, she was very effective in the second half. But you look at Lena Walls, Jalen McBride, and Addie Beal. Those three are really, really good basketball players. And again, hats off to Trinity. They made it a game there for a while, but just not enough firepower down the stretch, Bob.
Check the scoring. 18 points for McBride, 17 for Addie Beal, a dozen for Lena Walls. McKenna Ballone with five, Jessica Beveridge with one. Cathedral Prep 14 of 18 at the free throw line in the win tonight, their 20th of the season. For the Trinity Hillers, I have Sutton Williamson with 10, Maddie Roberts with 8, 5 for Aggie Nikolai, 4 for Ruby Morgan, and 2 for Macy Justice. Trinity 6 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. Season ends here at the Hagerty Event Center against Cathedral Prep for the second year in a row. Hillers finish at 20 and 7 on the season. Well, it's on to the second round. for Cathedral Prep. Just wanted to see if I can't take a little peek in this 5A girls bracket. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what a week from today could be?
A rematch.
South Fayette, Cathedral Prep. Oh, yeah. Could be. South Fayette has to get by Oakland Catholic.
And that's not going to be easy.
And now Cathedral Prep has to get by Northern York. But the winners will meet next Saturday in the state quarterfinals. Tonight's game on WJPA-FM and the NFHS Network has been brought to you by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Freedom Transit, take the bus and skip the hassle. Log on freedom-transit.org for details. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Join us next week. PIAA basketball playoffs will continue Tuesday and Wednesday with second round games. We'll have Peters Township girls on Tuesday, the Fort Cherry boys on Wednesday, and also on WJPA AM, your home for NCAA March Madness, select conference championship games next week, leading to Selection Sunday on March the 17th. Then we'll bring you tip-off to trophy presentations in the men's and women's national championship tournaments. Our thanks to Trinity head coach Kathy McConnell Miller, to Bill Flanagan, Matt Costa, and the crew here at the Hagerty Family Event Center. For our Washington studio producer Dave Anthony, floor director Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita and on camera, and my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us. In the PIAA 5A girls first round, your final score, Cathedral Prep 53, Trinity 29. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.